Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to third. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verdon scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Don Hoch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards third. Hoch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Will. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson is walked intentionally. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cimoli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoch is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Hoch reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ashburn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Hoke reaches third base with a triple. Burgess goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoke scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a line drive into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Nelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimoli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Moorhead. Burgess moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Law scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing second base. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verdon moves to second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.